Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's Fall Color Collection, everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, October 27th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
New County Communication Center opening today. County District Attorney's Office files charges for hate crime and false bomb threat. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, Board Certified Master Arborist. 24-hour emergency service when you need it. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County of San Luis Obispo will be opening its new Public Safety Communications Center, a state-of-the-art facility jointly operated by the County Sheriff's Office and the County Fire Department. This facility replaces two outdated dispatch facilities in the county, allowing for enhanced emergency response coordination and collaboration across the region. The facility was funded at nearly $40 million through a design-build process managed by County Public Works, in collaboration with multiple other groups. The new facility will be presented in a ribbon-cutting ceremony this morning at 11 a.m., 352 North Main Street in Templeton. The first official transmission will be broadcast at the conclusion of the ceremony. The San Luis Obispo Police Department arrested a resident late last week after an investigation into a threatening social media post. A release by the department says that on August 28th, they received a notification by the Western State Information Network, a law enforcement entity that provides criminal intelligence to local agencies. The notification detailed a post made by the suspects, 36-year-old Elijah King of San Luis Obispo. The post on X said, quote, "I'm going to blow up every synagogue in a 20-mile radius. This is a real threat. Call the police and report me for terrorism," end quote. After an extensive investigation, San Luis Obispo detectives located and arrested King without incident in the parking lot on the 3900 block of South Higuera Street. The district attorney's office filed formal charges against King earlier that week, felony false bomb threat, and felony hate crime enhancement. County of San Luis Obispo designated as pro-housing by State of California. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The County of San Luis Obispo has been designated by the State of California as pro-housing. The county says this designation recognizes efforts to enact bold, locally driven policies that accelerate housing production, lower costs, and expand opportunities. This unlocks benefits for jurisdictions, according to the county, including priority and bonus points in state housing, infrastructure, and planning programs. This designation came after the County Board of Supervisors adopted land use ordinance changes to support greater housing production aimed at encouraging more affordable and higher density housing to help meet with housing demands. Councilmember Chris Beal will be holding an informal gathering Monday, October 27th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at Pizza Express, 3348 Spring Street. Councilmember Beal invites residents to join her for this relaxed, family-friendly gathering event with free pizza provided while supplies last. This event is being held to foster conversations with Councilmember Beal, ask questions, share ideas, or socialize. The event will be bilingual in both English and Spanish to help ensure accessibility for all residents in the neighborhood. Councilmember Beal said, quote, "I really enjoy hearing what people are thinking about and learning what matters most in their neighborhoods." Councilmember Steve Gregory will be holding office hours this Wednesday, October 29th, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at Just Baked, 725 12th Street, Paso Robles. Councilmember Gregory said these informal, casual meetings are held to allow for a positive and open conversation. Quote, "It is important to me that residents feel heard and have access to their elected officials," he said. Residents are also encouraged to reach out to him directly with immediate concerns via email. Ask Gregory at prcity.com. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the Northern Chumash Tribe, will be conducting a prescribed burn today. The prescribed burn is scheduled to start at about 10 a.m. and will be conducted on Sequoia Riverlands Trust-managed lands on Bitterwater Road, north of Highway 58 in California Valley. Cal Fire says that burns will go through approximately 10 acres. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Dodgers on Friday for Game 1 of the World Series 11-4. Then on Saturday, the Dodgers over the Blue Jays 5-1. Game 3 is tonight. In high school football, tonight the Bearcats beat... On Friday, the Bearcats beat Mission Prep 27-13. Atascadero inched past Morro Bay 43-39. The Eagles remain undefeated, winning against Napomo 56-31. The Greyhounds beat Morro Bay 43-39. San Luis Obispo over San Ynez 28-23. This week, the Bearcats will travel to Lompoc. The Greyhounds will host San Luis Obispo. Templeton travels to Cabrillo. Mission Prep will face Arroyo Grande. And Morro Bay will travel to Napomo. In the NFL, the Texans over the 49ers 26-15 on Sunday. The Eagles beat the Giants 38-20. The Broncos over the Cowboys 44-24. The Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Commanders will face the Chiefs. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. California News coming up next.
California Headline News. Governor Gavin Newsom says he'd be lying if he said he didn't plan to explore the possibility of running for president in 2028. He says he'll look at it after the 26 midterm elections, saying anyone running needs to establish the answer to the question why.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge for anyone who runs for any office is people see right through you if you don't have that why. You're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Newsom interviewed on CBS Sunday Morning. A 16-year-old boy arrested last week in connection with several vehicle fires near Roseville Park.
Seeing the fire, hearing the pops, I didn't know if it was going to explode and catch another car. I mean, it was such a scary moment.
Soraya Smita's husband's Tesla was set afire. Roseville police say they found evidence linking the suspect to five vehicle arsons over 10 days. LAX faced significant disruptions over the weekend due to staffing shortages amid the ongoing federal government shutdown. This resulting in a temporary ground stop Sunday morning affecting flights across the West Coast. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. A Bay Area police chief is having to answer allegations that he actually commutes to his job while living out of state. The president of the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors calling for an independent investigation into the living situation of Millbrae Police Chief Iman Allen. According to reports, a complaint has been filed alleging that Allen is living at a police station during the week and then commuting to a home in Idaho when he's off. The police station reportedly made over with two beds placed in the facility. Allen won't admit publicly to living at the station. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Launched in 2024, Merced College's AgTech program was designed to teach farm workers foundational skills they need to perform high-tech jobs in the agricultural sector. Agriculture in the AgTech industry is evolving, Cody Jacobson, Dean of Agriculture and Industrial Technology at Merced College, told AgAlert in an interview. Quote, "We wanted to train the boots-on-the-ground laborers, the folks who are harvesting our fruits and vegetables, so that they can be competitive for these careers and not get displaced out of jobs." The program, which is part of the F3 initiative, is offered at 7 community colleges in California. It is the state's first competency-based agriculture program, which means that instead of enrolling for a 15-week semester and earning a letter grade, students complete the course on their own time and earn a certificate by demonstrating mastery of the skills taught in the program. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. North-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday, sunny Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday next week. Mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday, low 80s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 74 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There is optimism on Wall Street after China said it reached a preliminary consensus with the U.S. on key trade issues. This week also we'll see the Federal Reserve decision on interest rates on Wednesday and major tech earnings starting Wednesday. Keurig Dr. Pepper shares are up 8.5%. The K-Cup Coffee and Beverage Company is boosting its full-year sales forecast. Coffee prices are higher, but coffee lovers are still buying. Sales of its sodas, which it calls refreshment beverages, also rose. Boeing defense workers in the St. Louis area have rejected the latest contract offer. They've been off the job for nearly 3 months. And Cigna Group says it will launch a new rebate-free pharmacy benefit model in response to the Trump administration's initiatives. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Feel that chill in the air? Now's the perfect time to layer up. The outerwear shop is now open at UNTUCKit with sharp new jackets and vests made for this season and beyond. You'll find all the right layers to keep you warm and looking sharp, including cozy sweaters, sweatshirts, and more. But hurry, fall weather won't wait, and neither should you. So don't miss the outerwear shop, open now at UNTUCKit.com and more than 80 stores worldwide. UNTUCKit, shirts designed to be worn, untucked.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
You know what's better than following
falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in October and November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our October grand prize drawing. You could win the premium gift of the week plus $5,000 cash. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775. You can also text that 75 number. 238-KPRL as we're set and ready to go here on this Monday edition.
Hey, what did your job pay?
Nothing.
Don't!
Unless you're crooked.
Woohoo! The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
This afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I will have on Mr. Scott Beavers. He is the dad of Dylan Beavers, who was called up the last month of the season to play in outfield for the Baltimore Orioles. Tell you about the whirlwind events that took place from the family and Dylan himself and so forth. It's rather interesting and for the family, tiresome as well, but enjoyable and memorable. So a kid from Paso making it to the big leagues. All right. There you have that this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL at 99.3 FM. Suzanne, of course, will be in as well from 1 until 2, keeping us updated on what those rascals up there in Sacramento are doing. Speaking of that, I saw a little something today, over the weekend, and it had to do with the amount of money that has been raised regarding this Prop 50. And it's quite a bit more than we brought up a couple of weeks ago. The proponents of Prop 50 have raised more than $114 million. Okay, now just about $44 million for those who are the opponents of it. And I came across something in here, and this, to me, it's dangerous. And this is from a person who is in favor of the Prop 50. And it says that, what's the problem it will cause in California? My guess, most Republicans cannot articulate a truthful reason aside from Newsom. Plus, it's over in 2031, and it goes back to the way it was currently. So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is any time that's the damage can be done. The damage simply can be done from implementation of rules, regulations, laws, whatever you want to call them, and so forth, in the amount of years, according to this, in 2031, it would go back. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Anyway, so there you go. Also, I have a question to throw out to people who have been having, I don't know. Well, we all have birthdays. What am I trying to get at here? Chris, I'll start with you.
Sure.
All right. Now, I'm going with sporting stuff, but I'm not going to ask you of this. Do you look at some shows on TV, and because you've gotten older, that the ones that may have appealed to you before don't appeal to you anymore?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? A lot of those old sitcoms and, you know, late night TV that I thought was cool and edgy as a kid is like, are you kidding me?
Okay, we'll get back to that, but let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I'll drop back a minute to Prop 50. Prop 50
the current way that redistricting is done was voted in by the people. What you have now is generated by the constituency that vote in this state. And now Governor Newsom isn't satisfied with that, like he isn't with a lot of things. He wants to reverse that. It's in essence, it's about a $200 million election for nothing, for what we used to have that the people didn't like and wanted it done differently. So they voted it in the way it is right now. And now Governor Newsom and the Democratic legislature, which is in the process of ruining the very best state in the union, want it changed back, and it's nothing more than to try to get in Trump's face. So that's what we're spending millions of dollars for on an election that is unnecessary. And remember, it was put on the ballot by Newsom and the Democrat legislature. We've already voted in a Democrat state. Remember, the registration in this state is more Democrat than Republican. They voted it in with huge numbers. They voted it in the way it is now to do redistricting with a bipartisan committee to draw the lines according to population and geographic area. That's the way they're supposed to be drawn. The way the governor is asking you to reverse it is to stick it back into a more friendly way of doing it for Democrats. That, in a nutshell, is what Prop 50 is about. And it's a waste of money in a state that's broke. It is broke. I think you know that.
Well, one is, I may have to disagree with you. When you say he's ruining the state, he has ruined the state.
That's correct.
And for this person that says, well, you know, it's going to go back to the way it was in 31.
No, it won't.
Well, of course it won't, but the other is, as I mentioned, the damage that they could do once this is initiated through 3031, it will be irreversible.
That's correct. That's exactly right. You reversing it in at a distant date in the future will do nothing more than put the Democrat legislature and the governor, whoever that is at the time, back to the position of redistricting the state in a manner that the people didn't want.
But the what I'm getting at is they will inflict all kinds of rules and regulations on the citizens of California.
Correct.
And when does the government go back and change those?
Not at all.
No. Which I have always found that interesting, because I remember having a conversation obviously years ago with Frank Meacham about, you know, some of the things that the County Board of Supervisors or even locally that they do and implement. Well, yeah, maybe some of these aren't good. Well, we'll go back and change. Well, it's too hard. That's what he told me. And I remember thinking, well, wait a minute. If it was easy to implement it, why is it so hard to undo it?
That's correct. The same type of legislation would undo it. But the problem you have is that the legislature won't do it. That's the difference. They never have. Why would they change now? And why would you allow the legislature to dictate to the population, to the constituency, the voters, the citizens of the state? Why would you allow a few left-leaning people in the legislature to dictate to you how it's going to be done when you have voted to do it the way it's done right now? And it works. We already know it works. That's why the legislature is so upset, because we now have a legitimate redistricting plan in this state that uses a bipartisan committee of citizens, not politicians, citizens.
Well, by doing this, the people should also look at it as the government, led by Newsom, is undoing the will of the people.
That's exactly what he's doing. He's asking you to reverse what you've already decided in a previous election. That's what he's doing. And it's all about him. It's all about his political future. It's all about Gavin Newsom running for president and Gavin Newsom getting in Trump's face and flexing his muscles with $200 million election to reverse the redistricting in this state because of what Texas did. But they didn't have a committee of citizens.
A judge told them they have to do it.
That's correct. A judge did not tell us we had to do it because ours is fine. It's fine the way it is. If you do it back, you'll put it back to where a judge might eventually tell you you have to do it again. It's ridiculous what this legislature is spending their time and your money on.
Mm-hmm.
No on 50. We'll talk soon.
All right. 238-5775 text as well, 238-KPRL, Prop 50, or anything else. You know how it's supposed to work. So, Chris, going back to, once thought that some of these things were good or cool or whatever, and you liked them, and then, I don't know, if you went maybe a couple of years without watching them or just gradually over time that you said, this is kind of stupid.
It was mostly a couple of years without watching them because I did not watch TV as much going into middle and high school than I did when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still a kid then, but you know what I mean, a younger kid.
Yeah, no. I think many of us, for me, I would say when I got into college, I lost track of what was on television. And I did for many, many years. I love watching the reruns of Seinfeld. I never saw it in its original, times. I just didn't. The Lettermans, I never saw any of that stuff. Never saw any of that stuff, and I somehow survived my life.
Somehow.
Well, what I'm getting at is, and I know a lot of you follow sports, such as myself, that the antics are one thing, and I'm not saying you get used to the antics, because that the antics and the way players conduct themselves on the field is, I think, generational. And for those of us that grew up in certain times and so forth, all this nonsense pointing at myself and up in the sky and all that stuff, whatever. You have your own opinion on it. What I can't stand, particularly in NFL football, the quality of play stinks. I can't watch a game or listen to a game without having penalty, unsportsmanlike conduct, the antics, and all that stuff. It is just, and I was thinking about it yesterday, and I thought, well, I guess I have turned into my father. Chris, it may happen to you, okay? I'm just warning you. It may happen, and I go, man, this is just... And it's just easy to walk away. And they call it, it's the number one sport in America and all that. That's fine. And again, everybody has their own things that they like. But this constant in-your-face stuff just... And I get a kick out of the announcers, too. He's only in his third year, regarding stupid penalties. And I'm thinking, most of these guys have started playing football since they were seven. Okay, the rules of football aren't drastically different from when you're in Little League. I know they're different to some extent, but it's not like these guys don't know right from wrong, at least on football field. And it's just, I guess I could just say it's just me. What can I tell you? All right, so we have that. And what else do we have that the, I know. Chris, on the story about this county was designated what, the greatest city on the face of the earth or something like
that? Pro-housing. It was designated pro-housing by the state of California.
Okay, and
And if you could, what does that really mean? I mean, according to the release, obviously.
According to the release, it means that the county will receive some priorities when it comes to state legislations and programs for affordable housing.
Did they mention anything in the... I thought that they mentioned something in the release about infrastructure. Was that included in there?
Regarding what? I think the word infrastructure was there, but...
Well, how is it used in the release? Because, again, I thought I heard... infrastructure
that we get priority for state housing infrastructure and planning programs
for infrastructure and planning programs.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is pretty much I'm just going to guess here about affordable housing.
Well, they don't specify exactly affordable housing the entire way through, but yeah, it's got something to do with it.
Yeah, the commitment. So the pro housing, it's residents, builders, and others in the communities are ready to get homes built and open up new. So they're going to give priority in some cases. And what I've been hearing, at least, is in our county, not again attached to this release, is it has to do with affordable housing. Okay. So, my curiosity, morbid curiosity, I said, well, let's just look at that. Let's just look at that. Then why is it that this county is one of the most expensive counties to live in California? Well, why would that be? Well, because government actions drive up the cost through a lot of mechanisms. Regulations increase business cost and the cost of housing. Increased business costs also raises the cost on businesses just to open their doors and also to the products they sell. And also when you have counties that are in deficit spending and cities, which we have quite a few of them here in San Luis Obispo County, what do they need to do? Well, they need to tax the people, which drives up the cost. So I'm sure at the next Board of Supervisors meeting, they're going to be all patting their hands or slapping their backs, each other's backs, about this wonderful little pro-housing designation. It's another one of those who gives a damn type of thing, and I'm sure people will do, but we've had these... programs, these housing programs, these housing committees and so forth in this county for quite a few years. And we are battling the problem for many years, just like the homeless one that Bruce Gibson campaigned on, that he was proud to, you know, working on the homeless program for over 15 years. And we know how well that worked. These agencies, and, you know, especially from the state, you know, giving themselves these pat on the backs is, slap in the face to the people. Slap in the face to the people. Pro-housing designation, that's just great. That's just great. Really do something about it to make it matter. All right, also, this is somewhat, I don't know how many of you saw this over the weekend. Your governor, Newsom, he's doing that podcast, and he claimed on the podcast that his family was hustling to pay bills, and he was eating macaroni and cheese as a kid. I know his parents were divorced, but his dad was a lawyer for the Getty Oil Company, so forth. So he had a rough upbringing, is what he's trying to tell us, which I don't know why. But anyway, as somebody said, communists lie like they breathe. Okay, got that. All righty. Okay, as we get ready for a wild weekend. Chris, what was it? I may have asked this, but I always forget. The last grade that you were allowed to go trigger-treating, eighth grade?
I think Just about eighth grade, yes.
Okay.
End of middle school.
All right. Were you allowed to go out on Halloween night after that?
Yeah, because I was a good kid. My parents didn't think I was going to do anything stupid. Did I? I was. Let me be a little more specific here, though. I was allowed to, but I never did because, you know, I'm not going to a Halloween party.
Okay. I know mine was eighth grade, and unlike you, my parents would not let me out unless I had a sporting event, but then I had to come home right afterwards, or, you know, if they were there, they would take me home. So it wasn't like, hey, we're going to go hang out at Jeff's house tonight. No. That's not going to happen. I was like, okay. I didn't complain about it at all. I just kind of figured, well, maybe it is best. Maybe it is best. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, on the way, local news headlines, Fox News update. We'll also have the world-famous pet alert and, of course, some communications trivia.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The county district attorney's office has filed charges of a false bomb threat and hate crime enhancement against 36-year-old Elijah King of San Luis Obispo. King is accused of making a social media post on X back in August of this year, saying he is going to, quote, blow up every synagogue in a 20-mile radius. He was arrested by San Luis Obispo police late last week. The county of San Luis Obispo will be opening its new public safety communications center with a ribbon-cutting ceremony being held this morning at 11. The new facility and ribbon-cutting ceremony is at 352 North Main Street, Templeton, which replaces two outdated dispatch facilities in the county to allow for enhanced emergency response coordination. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. President Trump now in Tokyo, Japan for the next leg of his Asia tour. He was in Malaysia on Sunday, where he watched on as Cambodia and Thailand signed a ceasefire agreement. This all comes ahead of another big meeting.
We'll see what happens with this big meeting with President Trump and China's leader Xi Jinping later this week in South Korea. But for now, some good news from President Trump's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who says a framework agreement has been agreed to with China, which covers rare earth minerals. Those minerals power everything from iPhones to cars to fighter jets.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says federal food aid will not go out November 1st as the government shutdown drags into a 27th day. That's now the longest, second longest shutdown on record. America is listening to Fox News.
Welcome to the All-Star Moments of Freedom. Now, if your happy place is somewhere you unwind with a cold drink, delicious food, and sports on more LED screens than you can shake a remote at, well, then the sports bar at Chumash is your new escape. Doesn't matter if you're cheering on your favorite team or just enjoying the vibe. It's game on, friend. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
It is 10 and a half minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 8 on Sunday, the New York Jets broke through for their first victory of the season, edging the Bengals 39-38. New York was down 15 at the start of the fourth quarter before Breece Hall ran for two scores, then threw an option pass to Mason Hall in the final 2 minutes for the go-ahead TD.
I feel like that's been the tale of our season, is just to keep fighting. So we made a few plays here and there. Defense got us the ball back, and we were able to come out and win it.
All of the remaining games had double-digit differences. The Colts stampeded over the Titans 38-14 to improve to a league-best 7-1. Daniel Jones threw three touchdown passes, one of them to Jonathan Taylor, who also ran the ball in twice. Last night, the Packers stopped the Steelers 35-25, Jordan Love outperforming his old teammate Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay has the best mark in the NFC at 5-1-1. Patriots pounded the Browns while the Broncos corralled the Cowboys. Denver and New England have each won five straight. Dolphins drubbed the Falcons, and the Ravens ripped the Bears. Baltimore and Miami stopped long losing streaks. Another college football coach is out. LSU fired Brian Kelly after three straight SEC losses, the Tigers falling from 10th to completely out of the top 25. A soft landing for Kelly, though. He gets a $54 million parachute. NBA, the Spurs cut down the Nets 118-107 to improve to 3-0 in the young season. Despite blowing a 26-point lead, Victor Wembanyama had 31 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 block shots. He's averaging 6 blocks a game for the first week. Lakers got 51 from Austin Reeves in their win over the Kings. NHL, the Devils edged the Avalanche in overtime for their 8th straight win. Jack Hughes with 2 goals, including the winner. New Jersey now has 16 points to lead the NHL. Right alongside them, the Mammoth, winners over the Jets. Utah with 7 wins in a row. William Byron won NASCAR Cup playoff race number 9 Sunday in Martinsville to earn a spot in the title race next Sunday in Phoenix. He joins Chase Briscoe, Denny Hamlin, and Kyle Larson, who got the last spot on points. That's Monday Sports.
And we have our triple header coming up this Sunday, the 2nd, Colts at Steelers starting at 9:30. Then the Raiders, after the bye week, will take on the Jaguars. And then Seattle at Washington, all here on KPRL. One of the things that many people don't know about the LSU situation regarding Brian Kelly and that 50-something million dollar buyout, the athletic director at LSU, Woodard, he's also the same athletic director who hired Jimbo Elrod at Texas A&M, who got the $70-plus million buyout. So this guy has cost universities over $100 million based on his decisions. He'll probably keep his job. All righty, it's 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Visit them online at avilatraffic.com. They are locally family-owned and operated. Okay, sunshine today. Highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny on your Tuesday with highs expected in the low 80s. We'll warm up a little bit to the mid-80s on Wednesday, Thursday. Low 80s for Halloween Friday. Saturday, low 80s, low 80s Sunday, and mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down, 7:21 a.m., 6:14 p.m. We are at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, where they service, supply, rent, and sell traffic control equipment. 8366 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 7 minutes away from 7 here at the Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, at TascaderoGunShop.com. As we check in to see what animals are out there in the highways and byways to get them home safe and sound, Chris, you are off the hook this morning.
Oh, boy, already off to a good start this week.
Yep. Okay, we have one. A lost dog. It's a male Jack Russell mix. No collar, no tags. His name is Duke. The Duke. Now, Duke is blind and diabetic. And it was lost off the Lone Road up there, that way, out there. You know where it is, north of us. So if you can help and find out Duke, We're fine to find Duke and get him home safe and sound. Appreciated. 805-635-5284. 805-635-5284 for Duke. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Remember, they are your new San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry team, atascaderogunshop.com. All righty, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the right choice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner, open every day. Breakfast and lunch contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. What percentage of Americans do not have any type of phone? What percentage of, let me rephrase that. What percentage of American adults do not have any type of phone? 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
So we're talking about landlines, too? They don't have those?
Yep. This is any type of phone. Okay, so what do you think that percentage is?
Scribbling up an answer here.
That don't 10%. Oh, never mind. I don't
want to do that. Whoopsie. Yeah.
Okay. Next time, text me. Okay. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. 5%.
No, not 5%. Keep going. Approximately what percentage of U.S. adults do not have any type of phone? Okay. 238-5775. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. 17%.
No, not 17%. That's a lot more. Now, I don't mean a lot more than 17, but it's lower. Most Americans... I can't really give you any hint here because I'll give away just like I almost blew when Chris gave me his answer. Hi, good morning.
7.5.
No, give me the half stuff. Hi, good morning.
3%.
I'll be generous and give it to you. Yeah, it's about 2% of adults do not have any type of phone.
All right.
Okay. Do you have a landline?
No, we got rid of it.
So you just have the cell phone?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you begrudgingly do that?
Well, we never used it, so we used our cell phone all the time. So we said, get rid of it. We don't need the expense. Wasn't that much, but...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, may I have your name, please?
Bill Richard.
Bill Richard. All right, Bill, we have you down as a qualifier, and you enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Yep, 2%, while an additional 1% report having no phone at all. Most Americans have a mobile phone, with recent data from indicating that 98% own one. Now, this is not surprising. The group least likely to have a cell phone are adults. Chris, what age and over?
Let's go with... 60 and older.
Close. 65 and over.
Ooh.
Okay. Yep. So there you have that. I should have also, I may look into this too and find out about the percentage of people that do not have TVs.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The county of San Luis Obispo has been designated by the state of California as pro-housing. The county says this designation recognizes their efforts to enact bold, locally driven policies that accelerate housing production. They say this designation will include priority and bonus points in state housing and planning programs. The county DA's office has filed charges of a false bomb threat and hate crime enhancement against 36-year-old Elijah King of San Luis Obispo. He's accused of making a social media post on X back in August, saying he is going to, quote, blow up every synagogue in a 20-mile radius. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, 24% of U.S. adults live in a home with a landline. How about that? And let's see here. 95% of U.S. teens now have constant access to smartphones. But they can't afford lunches or breakfast. Two to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll be there for you.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's